The topic for today's preaching is coming together to advance the gospel.
让我们来看今天的经文，腓立比书第一章第五到第六节。
Let's open up our Bible to Philippians chapter 1, verses 5 and 6.
腓立比书第一章第五节这个是保罗所说的话。因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意地兴旺福音。我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
This is the word of the Bible. Philippians chapter 1 verse 5. In view of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now, for I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus.
传福音是主耶稣给门徒的一个命令，还有使命。
To share the gospel is a mission given to us by our Lord Jesus.
在马太福音第二十八章第十八节到二十节说。
And in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, 18 to 20, it says,
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
那么在主耶稣还没有升天之前，他在使徒行传第一章第八节对门徒说。
And before Jesus ascended into heaven, he told the disciples in Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth.
那保罗对在这个刚才我们读过那段经文，腓立比书第一章第五节到第六节，他对腓立比教会的信徒说。
So in the scripture we just read in Philippians chapter 1, 5 to 6, Paul told the believers there.
因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意地兴旺福音。我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
In view of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now,For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus.
那么这段经文它的中心信息就是同心合意兴旺福音。
And so the main theme of the verse is coming together to advance the gospel.
这两节经文强调说教会应当同心合意兴旺主耶稣基督的福音。
What is these first two verses stressed is that the church should come together to advance the gospel by coming together.
那么在中文的翻译本，我们看到同心合意兴旺福音好多个字。
In Chinese translation, there are six characters.
但是在原文只有一个字。
But in the original language, there's only one word.
你们会念这个字吗？来，一起念啊 ，koinonia 啊 ，koinonia。所以在希腊文只有一个字，在中文把它翻成这么多个字。
So in Greek, there's only one word, but in Chinese, there are six.
所以 koinonia 的意思就是指与别人共同分享、分担同一样的事情。
And so koinonia means that it is to share with other people.
其实这个希腊文这个字 koinonia 在《使徒行传》第二章第四十二节也出现。
So this word koinonia also appeared in Acts chapter 2 verse 42.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，掰饼祷啊祈祷。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
所以彼此交接这个词句在希腊文也是 koinonia。
So the word fellowship is also the same word, koinonia.
啊，但是这节经文的 koinonia 跟刚才在腓立比书的有一点是有一点相同啊。
So the word here and the word in Philippians, there are similarities.
啊，但是在应用方面有一点不同。
But in usage is a little bit different.
我们知道我们有不同的翻译本。
We know that we have different translations.
啊，其实在中文圣经里面，你们知道有多少个翻译本吗？
Do you know how many there is in Chinese?
啊，这个是原和合本，原来的和合本。
So this is the King James.
No.
No.
The Chinese original.
The Chinese original.
Translation. 因为头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。啊，不用翻译。啊，新和合本，因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意地翻译啊，地兴旺福音有点点不一样。啊，现代中文哦，因为从开始的一天到现在。你们在传福音的工作上一直都协助我这个是保罗讲的他说保你们协助我做这个福音的事工现代中文这个语整中的翻译哦因为从头一天到如今你们在福音之推广上就有了份还有一个新译本哦为了你们从头一天直到现在都在福音的事工上有份所以你看到这些不同的中文翻译本它的意义在各方面但是我们要整体的来看我们来看英文翻译本英文翻译本太多我只是看四个翻译本
So there are a lot of English translations, so we're only going to look at four of them.
这个是 King James Version.
So this is King James Version for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now.
I know 这个是 NIV.
NIV says, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. NASB, in view of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now.
还有最后一个是 Good News Translation.
And with GNET, it says, Because of the way in which you have helped me in the work of the gospel from the first day until now.
所以你看到希腊文的 koinonia 把它翻译成不同的词句哦。
So you can see that for one Greek word koinonia, there are so many translations.
但是我要大家来看这个 koinonia 它主要的翻译特别是 King James Version NIV 跟 NASB 把它翻译成 fellowship 然后 partnership 然后 participation
So we can see the three translations King James, NIV and NASB translated the word into fellowship, participation and partnership
所以 fellowship 当然我们知道是彼此之间的交接
So fellowship is fellowship.
fellowship. 等下我稍微解释到底 fellowship 是什么意思。
I'm gonna explain in a little bit what fellowship is.
然后 NIV, NASB 翻译成 partnership 跟 participation 就是指同工跟参与的意思。
So for NIV and NASB, they translated it into partnership and participation, which has the meaning of co-working play a part of.
所以刚才我说过，这个希腊文这个字 koinonia 用在不同的情况之下。
So just now I said in Greek, koinonia was used in different situations.
啊，但是在腓立比书第一章第五节，它是应用在福音的事工上。
But in Philippians chapter 1 verse 5, it is used in talking about sharing the gospel.
所以它主要的意义在这些经文里面是有三方面，就是分享、分工、分担。
And so, there are three,
在你的这个大纲上。
Meaning here, and it is in your, in your bulletin, there it says it is to share, to work together, and to shoulder the load.
所以首先让我们来看这个分享。
So first, let's look at sharing.
啊，分享就是把这个福音分享给别人。
To share is to share the gospel with others.
那直到听到的人得到神的这个救恩。
So that those who hear can receive God's salvation.
什么是福音呢？
So what is the gospel?
啊，英文经常把它翻译成 gospel 或者 good news.
So in English translation, often it is translated into gospel or good news.
所以圣经这个新约圣经前面那四本书被称为是福音书。
So the first four books of the New Testament is called the Gospels.
啊，马可福音第一章第一节说，神的儿子耶稣基督，福音的起头。
So in Mark chapter 1 verse 1, it says the beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
所以福音基本上的意义就是关乎耶稣基督的事情。
So basically, the gospel is about Jesus Christ.
啊，包括他的诞生，还有他的事工。
Including his birth, his ministry.
他被钉死在十字架上，埋葬，三天从死里复活过来。
He was crucified, buried for 3 days, and then resurrected.
所以主耶稣道成了肉身，死在十字架上。
Jesus became flesh and died on a cross.
三天后他从死里复活过来。
3 days later, he resurrected from the dead.
圣经告诉我们，他因着这个缘故，他赎清了我们的罪。
And because of that, the Bible told us that because of that, he was able to cleanse us of our sins.
那么直到相信他的人得到这个永生的生命。
So that who believed in him will receive eternal life.
这个就是福音，是一个好消息。
So this is the gospel. It is good news.
啊，既然是一个好消息，我们会要把它分享给别人。
And since this is a good news, we should share it with others.
啊，通常你有一个好消息的时候，你把它分享给别人，还是不让别人知道
？Usually, when you have good news, do you usually hide it? Or do you share with others?
啊，一个信耶稣的人，他是生活在神的恩典当中。
A person who believes in Jesus Christ, he lives in blessing.
他领受了神的福分。
He has received the blessing from God.
他的罪得到赦免，因不再受这个罪恶的捆绑。
He was released from sin, and he's no longer under the bondage of sin.
啊，就如诗篇三十二篇第一节说。
Just as it was said in Psalm 32:1.
啊，得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。
Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered.
啊，第二方面，一个信了耶稣的人，他成为神的儿女。并且与神和好。
And secondly, a person who believed in Jesus Christ became the children of God, and he was reconciled with God.
约翰福音第一章第十二节说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们权柄，做神的儿女。
In John chapter 1 verse 12, it says, Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
一个信了耶稣的人，他能够享有神的祝福和天上的福分。
So a person who believes in Christ, he received God's blessing and also the blessing from heaven.
在哥林多前书第一章第九节，保罗这么说。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9, Paul said,
神是信实的，你们原是被他所招，好与他的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督，一同得分。
God who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, is faithful.
那我们能够听到福音，是因为有人把福音传给我们。
We were able to hear the gospel is because somebody shared that with us.
把这个福音的种子撒在我们的心中。
They have spread the seed of the gospel in our hearts.
你今天信的耶稣得到这个救恩。
Today you have received Jesus Christ and received the salvation.
因为曾经有人把这个福音传给你。
It's because once upon a time somebody shared that gospel with you.
那我第一次听到福音是我在念初中最后的一年。
When I hear the gospel, it was the last year of my junior high.
Middle school.
Middle school.
那刚好我过了16岁。
I just passed 16.
那我的哥哥把这个福音传给我。
My older brother shared the gospel with me.
他还送了我一本英文圣经，不是中文的。
He gave me an English translation Bible.
鼓励我去参加教会。
He encouraged me to go attend church.
那我哥哥是我家里面，我家族里面第一个信耶稣的人。
My older brother is the first one in my family to believe in Jesus.
我是第二。
I'm number two.
因着我的哥哥，福音临到我家。
Because of my brother, the gospel has come upon the family.
那后来我的父母亲也信了耶稣。
And then later, my parents also believed.
今天我的家跟我的亲戚大约有25位人信了耶稣。
Today, up to today, there are about 25 people in my family who has come to know Christ.
所以因为我哥哥把福音传给我。
Because my older brother has shared the gospel with me.
然后来我哥哥跟我把福音传给我父母亲。
And later, my older brother and myself share the gospel with our parents.
那我父亲把福音传给他三个妹妹。
And my father shared the gospel with his three sisters.
一个传一个。
So, one by one.
直到将近有25个人信了耶稣。
So, close to 25 people has come to know Christ.
那耶稣在约翰福音第四章第38节说。
So, Jesus said in John 4:38.
别人劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦的。
Others have done the hard work. And you have reaped the benefits of their labor.
前人种树，后人遮阴。
The ancestors plant the tree, and the later generation receive the shade.
所以你不要想前面的树是谁种的。
So who do you think planted the tree in the front?
翁先生种的。
And it's Mr. Ong.
现在我们遮阴。
Today we received the shade.
这个就是分享所带来的后果。
And so this is the result of sharing.
所以对于早期的基督徒，这个 koinonia 这个意思不是指弟兄姐妹上后来交谈、喝咖啡或者喝茶。
So for the Christians in the early church, koinonia or fellowship is not talking about brothers and sisters after worship go and have a cup of coffee or tea and talk.
这个 koinonia 的意思是指没有条件的与其他的弟兄姐妹分享我们的生命。
Fellowship means that you share with brothers and sisters about your life without any condition.
分享就是把这个福音，把我们在基督里的生命分享给别人。
And so sharing means you share what your life is like in Christ with others.
这个就是同心合意兴旺福音的第一点，分享。
So this is the first thing about coming together to advance the gospel, and it is to share.
而第二个同心合意兴旺福音第二点就是 分工。
The second thing about coming together to advance the gospel is to work together.
因为传福音或者做神的事工不是一个人的事情。
Because sharing the gospel is not the work of one man.
所以当神耶和华神吩咐所罗门王建圣殿的时候。
So when God told King Solomon to build the temple.
不只是所罗门王一个人。
So it's not only King Solomon.
神也动员以色列人国里很多的人。
God also moved among a lot of the people.
在列王记上根据这些经文的记载说。
So according to the gospel, or according to the Bible, First Kings,
所罗门王从以色列人中挑起服苦的人共有三万，很多人哦，派他们轮流每月一万人上尼巴嫩去，一个月在尼巴嫩，两个月在加里，亚多尼兰掌管他们。
King Solomon conscripted laborers from all Israel, 30,000 men. He sent them off to Lebanon in shifts of 10,000 a month, so that they spend 1 month in Lebanon and 2 months at home. Adoriam was in charge of the forced labor.
所罗门用七万钢台的，八万在山上凿石头的。此外，所罗门王用3,300独工的监管工人。
Solomon had 70,000 carriers and 80,000 stone cutters in the hills, as well as 3,300 foremen who supervised the project and directed the workmen.
分工啊，以前我在做工程的时候啊，差不多好像这样。
So, previously when I was in the engineering, work, it is kind of like this.
同样的，当神吩咐摩西建造这个会幕的时候。
And similarly, when God told Moses to build the tabernacle.
那摩西也动员以色列人来建造神吩咐给他的。
Moses also moved the Israelites among, to do the work.
在出埃及第35章第4节说，摩西对以色列全会众说，耶和华所吩咐的是这样。
And so in Exodus, Moses said to the whole Israelite community, this is what the Lord has commanded.
你们中间凡心里有智慧的都要来做耶和华一切所吩咐的，就是帐幕和帐幕的灶棚必帐幕的盖锯子和板那个不晓得什么字。所以柱子带硬的桌。
All who are skilled among you are to come and make everything the Lord has commanded. The tabernacle with its tent and its covering, clasps, frames, crossbars, posts, and bases.
所以传福音不是一个人的事情。
So to share the gospel is not the work of one man.
我们每一年都有举办这个暑期圣经学校。
Every year we have the vacation Bible school.
弟兄姐妹都出来分担分工分享。
And brothers and sisters have come to share and to work together.
有些人去邀请这些孩子们来参加。
Some people go and invite these children to come.
有些人做这个登记的工作。
Some work at the registration table.
每一年的时候我记得 Victor 跟 Lily 他们都很忠心的在做这个工作。
And I remember, Victor and Lily faithfully worked at this part.
那有些人做教导。
And some teachers.
也有些人做准备这个食物很多是姐妹们非常的忠心。
And a lot of the sisters faithfully prepared food.
但也有不少人做清理的工作。
And then of course there are quite a lot of people help with the cleaning.
所以我们看到有不同的弟兄姐妹做不同的工作。
So we know we can see brothers and sisters have work different part of the job.
目的就是要把这个福音传给这些孩子们。
And the purpose is to share the gospel to the children.
如果不是弟兄姐妹分担这些不同的工作，
if it is not because brothers and sisters shoulder the load,
这个暑期圣经学校就不能够顺利的进行。
The vacation Bible school would not be able to go forward.
那福音就没有好好的被传出去了。
And then the gospel would not have been shared effectively.
所以我们知道这些福音的种子已经被撒出去了。
So we know that the seed of the gospel has already been spread.
我们祷告，我们盼望有一天这些福音种子生长出来。
And we pray that one day these seeds will sprout.
所以当神吩咐保罗把这个福音传给外邦人的时候，
So when God told Paul to share the gospel to the Gentiles.
他没有叫保罗一个人去做。
He did not tell Paul to go by himself.
神却动员整个教会来帮助保罗。
He have touched all of the people in the church to go and do it.
所以腓立比教会是保罗的一个很好的一个福音伙伴。
So the church in Philippi is a good partner with Paul.
所以刚才我们看这个这节经文for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now.
So this is what we just saw earlier.
Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. 还有In view of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now. 所以这三个字都有很有有它的意义。
So these three different words have their specific meaning.
来自这个希腊文 koinonia.
And it came from this Greek word koinonia.
我们知道 fellowship 它是指这个彼此交接这个意思。
We know fellowship means
fellowship.
Communicating with one another.
分享我们的生命 sharing our life. 还有 partnership, 是指伙伴或者同工的意思。
Partnership means co-working, like co-workers.
我们教会把我们的那群人叫做同工。
Our church call the elected one the co-workers.
希望不是同工。
Hoping that they're not fighting against one another.
Yeah. 所以还有另外一个字他用的就是 participation.
And the another word that is used is participation.
就是参与的意思。
And it is to come and work together.
那么圣经里面有两个所谓这个同工的模式。
So, in the Bible, there are two models of participation.
第一个模式就是夫妻或者圣经里面用这个夫妻或者这个教会来做个比喻。
So, in the Bible, it used, the relationship of husband and wife or the church as a model.
所以在马太福音第十九章第六节形容夫妻的那种关系。
So in Matthew chapter 19 verse 6, it describes the relationship of husband and wife.
既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体了。所以神配合的人不可以分开。
So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate.
同样的圣经描述到教会有不同的肢体。
And similarly, it also describes a body, the church is like a body with different, limbs, members.
但属于一个身体耶稣基督是我们的头。
But it belongs to one head and it's Jesus Christ.
这个模式说明大家一起同工。
And this model is explaining how everyone work together.
那么第二个同工的模式是指这个福音的伙伴。
And the second model is talking about the participation in the gospel.
那彼得与他一同捕鱼的人他称为他们为伙伴。
So Peter called the man who fished with him partners.
啊，在哥林多后书第八章第二十三节啊，保罗所说的福音伙伴。
And so here in 2 Corinthians, Paul talked about the partner in the gospel.
他说，论到这个提多啊，他是我的同伴，他是指福音的伙伴，一同为你们劳碌。论到那两位弟兄，他们是众教会的使者，是基督的荣耀。
So Paul said, as for Titus, he is my partner and fellow worker. He's talking about partner in sharing the gospel and fellow worker among you. As for our brethren, they are messengers of the churches, a glory to Christ.
所以伙伴的意思是指一同做同样的东西，同样的事情。
So partner means they're doing the same thing.
啊，共同去完成一个共同的目标。
And doing the same thing in order to finish the same goal.
所以这两种模式我们看到有一个共同点。
So these two models we can see there is one similarity.
就是同工。
It is working together.
啊，英文我们经常听到 teamwork.
In English we often hear teamwork.
福音的工作必须大家一起来做。
The work of the gospel, everyone must participate.
啊，在传道书所罗门王这么说。
So in Ecclesiastes, King Solomon said.
他说两个人总比一个人好。
Two are better than one.
因为二人劳碌同得美好的果效。
Because they have a good return for their work.
啊，若是跌倒，这人可以扶起他的同伴。若是孤身跌倒，没有别人扶起他来，这人就有祸了。
If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up.
啊，再者，二人同睡是暖和，一人独睡怎能暖和呢？有人攻胜，孤身一人，若有人便能抵挡他。三股合成的绳子不容易折断。
Furthermore, if two lie down together, they keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? And if one can overpower him who is alone, two can resist him. A cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart.
有句俗语说，团结就是力量。
There is an idiom that says, togetherness.Is strength.
我们需要别人来配合。
We need other people to complement us.
强处的配合。
To complement the advantages.
不是短上加短。
It is not weak upon weak.
而是长上加长。
And it is strength upon strength.
很难翻译哦，力上加力。
Oh.good upon good.
好，第三点哦，是分担。
So the third thing is to share the load, to shoulder the load.
所以同心合意，兴旺福音，我们看到分享、分工，第三是分担。
So to come together to advance the gospel, we see is sharing, it is working together, and now it is to shoulder the load.
所以分担是指给予的意思。
So sharing the load means to give.
分担是指付出的意思。
It is to give.
分担是指牺牲的意思。
And it is also sacrifice.
每一个基督徒必须要分担这个福音的工作。
Every Christian must share the load of sharing the gospel.
保罗在罗马书第一章第十五节，所以情愿尽我的力量，将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。
So for my part, I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome.
那腓立比教会的信徒以这个钱财来支持保罗传福音的事工。
The church in Philippi used money to support Paul's ministry.
如果我们看腓立比书第四章第十五节的话，
So if we look at Philippians chapter 4 verse 15,
所以保罗对腓立比教会的人说，
And so Paul told the Philippians,
他说腓立比人啊，你们也知道我初传福音离了马其顿的时候，论到接受的事，除了你们以外，并没有别的教会供给我。
Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only.
这节经文是提到腓立比教会的信徒供给供应钱财给保罗去传福音。
So here in this verse is talking about the Philippians giving money to allow Paul to go and share the gospel.
所以腓立比教会的信徒不只是保罗传福音的一个伙伴。
So not only are the Philippians a partner in Paul sharing.
他们以这个金钱来分担保罗传福音的事工。
They also share Paul's load in monetary portion.
所以保罗在谈到这个传福音的事工的时候，他多次谈到这个金钱的分担。
And so when Paul mentioned about sharing the gospel, a lot of times he also talked about having the money to share.
传福音需要金钱的。
To share the gospel require money.
哥林多教会捐助这个金钱给耶路撒冷的教会。
The church in Corinth have collected money to help the church in Jerusalem.
所以传福音不只是把这个福音分享给别人。
So sharing the gospel not only is sharing the good news with others.
以自己的能力、时间和才干来分工合作。
And it is to use your own money, your own time, your own gifts.To work together.
同时也这个以这个金钱来分担这个福音的事工。
And it is also to give monetarily to share the burden.
奉献金钱是一个传福音的一个管道。
And so to share the money is also a channel in sharing the gospel.
我们教会目前的宣教基金大约是$25,000。
Our ministry budget
mission.
Or mission for mission is about
$25,000.
So all of this giving in this category is used in sharing the gospel.
所以我们盼望这些都是过去增加到目前的境况，我们希望以后越来越增加。
We gradually increase the budget in this category, and I hope that in the future we'll continue to do so.
其实传福音有些是直接的。
Actually, sharing the gospel sometimes is direct.
有些是间接的。
Some are indirect.
无论是我在这里讲道，或者你们在主日学教导。
Whether I'm standing here preaching or you teaching in a Sunday school.
或者奉献这个金钱。
Or, giving in money.
清理这个教会。
Cleaning the church.
预备这个食物。
Preparing the food.
有些人看顾孩童。
Some people watch over the children.
这些等等的事情都是大家一起来兴旺这个福音。
So all of these together, we are progressing, sharing the gospel.
换句话说，你所做的，你所奉献的金钱是目的是要传福音。
So I can say that the money that you offered and the purpose is to share the gospel.
如果我们没有这个宣教基金，我们就没有这个机会在海外传福音。
If we do not have the mission budget, then we would not be able to share the gospel overseas.
那主耶稣在马太福音谈到这个钱财的问题。
Jesus talked about money in Matthew.
他说不要自己不要为自己积攒财宝在地上地上有虫子咬能朽坏也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
He said, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal.
他说只要积攒财宝在天上因为天上没有虫子咬。 也不会朽坏，也没有劫挖窟窿来偷。
But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal.
所以主耶稣劝告我们说，不要把财宝存在地上。
So Jesus told us, do not store up treasures on earth.
因为地上有虫子咬，啊，也会朽坏的。
Because there are more than, it will rust.
他说我们应当把我们的财宝或者我们的钱财存在天上。
He says, store up treasure or our money in heaven.
因为在天上不会朽坏，也有价值。
Because there is nothing that will rust and it has value.
那存在地上的财宝没有永恒价值的。
The treasure that you store up on earth does not have eternal value.
因为圣经告诉我们有一天地上所有的都要废去。
Because the Bible told us one day everything on earth will go away.
而且当我们离开世界的时候也不能够把它带走的。
And also when we leave the earth, we cannot bring our money with us.
所以我们应当把我们的财富我们的钱财奉献在这个传福音的事工上。
So we should offer our treasure or our money in the mission of sharing the gospel.
因为当我们如此这样做的时候，我们是把财宝存在天上。
Because when we do that, we are storing treasure in heaven.
而让我们听从圣经的教导。
So let us heed the teaching of the Bible.
把我们的钱财奉献在这个传福音的事工上。来分担这个福音的事工。
Use our money to help share the gospel.
所以保罗在加拉太书第六章第二节说。
So Paul said in Galatians chapter 6 verse 2.
他说你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ.
所以当保罗谈到这个兴旺福音的时候。
So when Paul talked about coming together to advance the gospel.
他在帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第八节说。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 8 it says.
我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的。
We loved you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well, because you had become so dear to us.
所以你看到这些经文表达了保罗那种传福音的心志。
So this verse expressed Paul's attitude towards sharing the gospel.
记得希腊文原文 koinonia 有三方面的意思。
Remember the Greek word koinonia have three meanings.
分享分工分担很容易记啊。
Very easy to remember, to share, to work together, and to carry each other's load.
所以让我们大家一起来同心合意兴旺主耶稣基督的福音。
So let us come together and advance the gospel of Jesus Christ.
最后保罗在哥林多前书第九章第二十九节这么说。
And so, Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 23.
所以保罗说凡我行所行的都是为福音的缘故，是为要与人同得这福音的好处。
I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings.
所以求神帮助我们愿意把这个宝贵的福音分享给别人。
So may God help us that, so that we are willing to share with others the gospel of Christ.